Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ravens lose 38-30 to the Lions last night. Let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Jonas Schaefer, he's an IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner and joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. It was a late night last night. A lot of meat on the bone as far as the bad for the Ravens. But what was your major takeaway from last night?
Just that the Ravens that we saw last night were unrecognizable from the iterations we've seen over the years. You know, you could trust this Ravens team to be built a certain way. You know, the saying in Baltimore is that you've got to earn the right to rush the passer by stopping the run, and the Ravens could not stop the run last night. And on the occasions when they did force the Lions into pass rushing situations, they didn't do a good job of getting after Jared Goff either. So I think obviously, you know, the offense was didn't exactly have a sterling game, but I just was kind of blown away by how ineffective the defense was, especially up front. I don't think the coverage, you know, outside of Marlon Humphrey had a bad night. I just think that there were so many exploitable holes for that Lions team, which, again, this is not vintage Lions offensive line. And by vintage, I mean, you know, 2023, right. 2024. Like, this was a team that rebuilt its interior this offseason, whose left tackle was playing through a shoulder injury, whose center, I think, came into the game with like the lowest PFF grade of anyone at the position. And they were just taking it to Roddy Washington. They were taking it to Travis Jones. They were taking it to Brent Urban. Roquan couldn't get off a block. Kyle Hamilton couldn't get off a block. It was just dumbfounding to see them have a failing that publicly after, you know, everything that they told us and said, you know, would be the case for them this year.
Everyone's focusing on the pass rush, lack thereof, but I want to hammer down on the run defense, because last night was jarring. This is an organization that's always goal number one, stop the run, and they gave up the third most rushing yards in the history of the franchise last night. Is that a sign of things to come or just a blip?
I don't know how many teams have someone calling the shots as smart as Dan Johnson, or a right tackle as effective as Penei Sewell, or, you know, a blocking tight end as good as Brock Wright. But it is worrisome that, you know, on that 72-yard run by the Lions last night, like, the blocking tight end on that play was Sam LaPorta. Sam LaPorta is not a good blocking tight end, but he does enough against, I think it was Adafe Owe in there, to help win that play. And, you know, David Montgomery gets the second level, then he gets the third level. And, you know, if not for Marlon Humphrey hitting, what, 20, 21 miles per hour, that's a touchdown. And again, this was a Ravens rushing defense that didn't allow a single play longer than 25 yards last season. In the second half alone, they had two given up a 25 plus, a 31 plus. So, obviously, if Matt Ibuka is out indefinitely, then you start to worry about what this run defense looks like. Travis Jones definitely wasn't 100% in that second half last night. You worry about this ankle injury just becoming a recurring thing year after year, because there's not a whole lot of other help on that team right now that you can really rely on to keep those linebackers clean.
Any level of concern about Derrick Henry, especially if the Ricard thing is lingering and if this O-line is maybe not as locked in as pristine as a year ago, and now he's got a fumbling thing seemingly on his mind? Are you any level of concern with him?
I'm not worried about the fumbling thing. I think this is just a weird stretch in his career that, you know, if the Derrick Henry that we know and the Derrick Henry that we know is an absolute maniac about working hard and doing the right things, then, you know, it's hard for me to see any level of consistency to this problem, you know, keeping on and being an issue down the road. You know, don't want to be proven right or don't want to be proven wrong on that, but I just feel like the fumbling situation will blow over. The bigger problem, I think, is just the overall health of the run game. You know, like they finished, I think, second in the NFL in rushing success rate last year, which measures just how well you do staying ahead of the sticks. And I think when I checked this morning, they were like in the 20s, and that kind of meshes with what we've seen. You know, they obviously were incredible for three quarters against Buffalo. Even then, though, they had some issues where they were getting stuff on second and nine or first and 10 and not really doing a whole lot to help the passing offense. So it's disappointing that the Ravens, despite having so much continuity there in the coaching ranks, on the offensive line, with the running backs and Lamar, have really fallen off hard in the way that they have in these first 3 weeks. And again, maybe it's a small sample size. Maybe it's just heavily swayed by what that Browns defense was able to do in week two. But it's definitely not something that promising based off everything that he saw last year and the confidence that, you know, some people had about Derrick Henry maybe eclipsing what the 2024 production was.
We're talking with Jonah Schaefer, Inside Access here on The Fan. What about the other part of that run game? What's your level of concern for this offensive line back-to-back weeks where they frankly haven't looked good?
Yeah, I think the offensive line was not as bad as the seven sacks would indicate. Obviously, you know, Williams and Garden had some bad losses last night that didn't hurt his, that didn't help his cause. But Lamar was in Superman mode last night, and you are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt on those plays because we've just seen how incredible he can be as recently as last week, you know, rolling away from Myles Garrett and hitting DeAndre Hopkins for a 50-yard touchdown. But the Lions, I don't know if you could say that they surprised the Ravens, but it was surprising to me that they were a little bit more a little less straightforward in their pass rush plan. Like two years ago, it was just all simple vertical rushes. And this one there were guys looping and twisting. And there was always someone coming from Lamar's back and someone coming from Lamar's front. And he seemed like he didn't really expect the kind of pressure from the backside that he ended up getting. And that's why we saw him try to make magic as many times as he did. And, you know, probably another quarterback would have taken fewer sacks and thrown the ball away almost for the check down. So it's definitely worrisome. You know, but 23 sacks all last year for Lamar, and he's already up to 12. I think that pace will slow down pretty significantly, but you've got to get yourself in a situation where you're comfortable with the run game, you're comfortable with the pass game. And after last night, it's hard to feel super great about either one.
Jonas, how much is this team missing Patrick Ricard in those short yardage situations, those goal-to-go situations?
Yeah, I think it was pretty telling that, well, I think was it during the drive where they could knock it in that they go from inserting Ben Cleveland as the next offensive lineman to bring Joe Newport in on the next play, taking Ben Cleveland out. And, you know, obviously there were plays last year where they would have Ricard and a sixth offensive lineman, so you effectively have seven O-linemen up front trying to pave the path for Derrick Henry. I think that they are definitely missing him. I think that they're definitely missing him on their drop-back passing game. He's just such a good blocker on those action plays where you're asking the tight end or the fullback or whoever is on the end of the line of scrimmage to take care of that number one edge rusher. And there were some plays last night where, you know, it's the normal Lamar drop-back after a play-action fake, and pretty quickly there's a guy in his face. And you know, Charlie Coleridge hasn't been as good as I thought he would be, and you know, Mark Andrews is obviously limited there, and Isaiah likely stuck right back, and that means that they definitely miss Patrick Ricard. I don't think he's going to be this cure-all, this panacea for what is ailing this offense, but you just miss that versatility, that multiplicity that he brings to the table, and I think that's certainly 2 points in. That's probably felt most acutely in the goal line situations.
I wonder if the personnel is going to be so sort of limited that this might not change the equation that much. But I'm still thinking about it, and I'd probably do it. But I'm wondering if there's any part of you that's wondering if a more, especially if this Matabike thing rips them the way it looks like it's going to rip them, that perhaps a more experienced defensive play caller might be able to help mitigate some of this. Is there, I mean, Pagano's here. We know what Pagano's resume is. Is there any part? We're seeing guys getting, we're seeing play calling duties already in some NFL cities swapping on one side of the ball or the other. Is there any part of you that ruminates on that, Jonas?
I have not thought that far ahead about who would replace Zach Gore, just because I'm not really that interested in, you know, in guys losing their jobs or in play callers getting the axe after 3 weeks. Obviously, that there is that golden parachute there in Chuck Pagano. If you do want to make a move, you know, I don't know if how last year played out has any impact on what John Harbaugh would do in a case like this, but I think he is sensitive to fan demand. I think Steve Bisciotti, to a degree, is sensitive to fan demand. And you look at Twitter after the first drive last night, and Zach Gore was trending, and I'm sure if you punched in those two words into the search bar right now, you would not find a lot of love for him. So it's a tough situation for him to be in, because, you know, you look at what the John Harbaugh coaching tree is doing in Seattle and in L.A., with those defenses that I think are generally considered to have far less talent, and they're near the top of the league in almost every metric. And here are the Ravens just struggling to get by. And I think that's very, very worse.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thanks so much for your time. Feel better, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. What's your thoughts on last night's loss to the Detroit Lions? Who are you blaming? Who is to blame?
Can I make
in this
a request?
Yeah.
By the way, Ben, I know you always have a lot going on, but could we get some Corey Hart sunglasses?
I was way ahead of you.
Oh, you've already hit them to it?
Yeah.
Sorry to double dip, by the way, Ben.
But your calls.
You're taking over the world at one of bed.
Yes.
Never heard.
Yes. That is happening.
What was it? 8.12 units last night, Beltway Ben?
8.12 units.
That's one show. That's one show.
And it's
that's
free,
yesterday.
Right?
Free.
It's free?
It's on the Odyssey app. Is it on the Odyssey app?
Yards.
It should be on the Odyssey app.
How is it not on the Odyssey app at this
Odyssey
point?
Odyssey co-opted it. You're telling me it's got to be on the Odyssey
it's
app.
It's not?
Not yet.
No?
Jeez.
They strong-armed us into working with them.
This has been going on for months now. Right?
I got shaken down.
Come on, corporate? Yeah.
Corporate shook me down. It's on Spotify.
We got to go. Your call's next here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Fan request line. This one goes out to Jason Lockenbora.
We send this one out to Mr. EDC. Yeah. Styling and profiling, working the sidelines like a runway model. Command performance, tour de force, much better than the football game.
My question, Bones, have you ever heard the song before in your life?
I've heard this song.
Okay.
I didn't know who it was.
You, because you were in the press box. You've now found the video of the GM on the sideline. What do you think? It's pretty looking pretty dapper, huh?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I was
would
in
you
the
wear sunglasses
seats, then the
at night
box.
On an NFL sideline for a primetime game, Bone?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, I would not.
I'd say it's probably
I did not see this.
Ill-advised.
Yeah.
Especially if your defense is going to get torched.
Well, I'm sure he didn't expect that to happen.
Well, I did. I told you 400
yards. You did, but you didn't wear sunglasses.
Nor would I.
Yeah. Alas, let's hear from the people,
not
shall
especially
we?
Not on my couch. That would be a real D-bag move.
410-583-1. That would be funny if you're sitting on your couch in sunglasses.
Well, maybe from now on I will. I'll tweet it out. If it works, if it helps them win games, I'll try it.
Yeah.
I'll try it for the Arrowhead game. I'll also be on Chiefs money line, but I'll try it.
Shan is in New Jersey. You're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
Hey, you guys need to give Eric DeCosta some slack. I love that look.
I said he looked great.
Hey, you
it's do the best part of the game.
You do the sunglasses at night?
I swear to God, I had my blue light glasses on. It wasn't sunglasses, but I had blue light glasses on, you know? So.
Okay.
Good man.
I have no style.
Three points I wanted to make.
Yes,
I'm happy
sir.
That you guys are all seeing the same thing. I'm seeing that Zach Orr needs to be demoted and Chuck Pagano promoted. Ever since he was hired, I was not a fan of that move. The other thing is Christian Wilkins. What do you guys think of adding him to the roster? Is it a cap issue? Is it the behind off the field stuff with him?
I think desperate times call for desperate measures.
Off the field a little.
I mean, I think you could curb that behavior relatively quickly and with enough zeros in that paycheck.
Yeah.
I will say, though, he's been on the street for how long now? And there hasn't been any reporting that he's even talked to any teams.
Yeah.
Who's got the worst defense in the NFL right now?
The Baltimore Ravens.
You shouldn't rule anything out, but there's got to be something there for no teams to be.
Like I said, I think it'd be good for us either way.
He's 29 years old.
Yes.
2 years removed from a career year.
Him and Brody?
Yeah.
On the field at the same time. Let's
go.
I'm here for it.
Let's go to Ed and Towson. Ed, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing great. Do you wear sunglasses at night?
Oh, no, but I love the song. It reminds me of roller skating. I'm sorry. I'm a wimp.
No, it's good stuff. I'm glad you appreciated it. Because we just played it. You heard it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Beltway Ben's all over.
No, J-Lock, he looked like a Secret Service man, really.
It looked like Men in Black. I think he thought Halloween. I think he thought Halloween was the end of September, not the end of October. So I think it was a Men in Black cosplay thing.
Wow.
And he may want to denormalize it, too, because we want to forget about all this. So, you know, there you go. But look, J-Lock, I will tell you this much. I've told you before, I coached a guy that's job was to stop Lamar Jackson. He's got a Super Bowl ring. I mean, I'm not going to say who it, but we talked at length many years ago. Okay, with that being said, the best thing you could do was have your 250-pound running back throw a halfback pass in the red zone.
That was something.
Not on my watch, brother.
Son, what was it? I was drinking a little bit, but I had to check the bottle. You don't do that in the red zone. There's too many hands back there. He is the one guy that you don't want to throw the ball in the red zone. I don't understand that. The other thing, and I know we're coming up on a break.
No,
Ed knows the clock.
If you look at Derrick Henry, you know, fumble notwithstanding, he is a north-south runner.
Yes.
So what happens is when you can't block anybody with your 400-pound guard, which I think is incredible, when you can't block anybody with a 400-pound guard, then you have to make him run sideways. You make a 250-pound running back stop his feet. When he stops his feet, he's got to run sideways. He ain't strong when he's running sideways. And that's when the fumbles come.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's got to hold the freaking ball, but when he stops his feet, then we're like, okay, cool. Here comes the hammer. So you have to you gotta get better up there. I mean, you guys have been to practice. I used to go to Redskins practice when we coached Joe Gibbs' son, and I used to sit there and look at Joe Bugle. What the hell do they do during the week if they can't do any? If you got a 400-pound guard that can't move my mind?
Can I ask you another question? So if that's where we're going, right? And so let's bring in another former Redskin, Bobby DePaul, in his terms.
Yeah.
So if Mr. Inside can't be Mr. Inside, then do we need to go to more Mr. Outside? And if early down runs aren't there with Mr. Inside, then do you also need a guy on the field who can catch a screen and turn it into a house call, who can help Lamar and this offensive line that doesn't look very good out? Those are the questions going through my mind.
Which is called, I know we're gaga, you know, Derrick Henry, he's Goliath, he looks, runs over top, it's all good. But you need a change of pace back. Look at what the Detroit Lions did on the goal line. They ran that little flip. They gave, St. Brown, and then he flipped it to my man.
Yeah.
Dude, Do we play any games behind the line of scrimmage with Zay Flowers and those guys? I've been saying that for years. We need to utilize people behind the line of scrimmage. And just a little trickeration ain't a bad thing.
But not Derrick Henry throwing the football.
Yeah, no.
Hell no.
Not
you
that.
Think here.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. Hey, coming up next, appreciate everybody calling. We got to move, though, because we have to do our six-pack of offensive observations. Ravens lose 38-30. Six-pack of offensive observations coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You're on the fan. Six-pack time, of course, the day after a game on Monday Night Football. So we have two of them. We did the defensive observations earlier. By the way, six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Good, get your good feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. It's go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's a six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Ed and Towson stole my thunder a little bit.
He undercut you like Tom Green. Yeah, undercutter's pizza.
Yeah, I hate those pitch plays, especially right when Roger Rosengarten was struggling so much because, like, Derrick Henry's a big guy going sideways. He doesn't have any power there. I hated the play calling at the goal line. And then the Lamar Jackson sort of mess that was. I was wondering where, when they had the ball at the one, give me the Mark Andrews tush push there. I didn't love that play calling at the goal line. By the way, Devontae Walker, shout out. Caught a pass that wasn't a touchdown.
But wait, Ben, I'm going to make another request. Can we hear Six Pack Girls by NoFX at some point before this show ends? This was not going to be my six, but I'm going to make it my six now just to keep it flowing and going because I know we're a little clock malfeasant.
Yeah.
I'll make that my six. The too cute by half play calling, I'm done with.
Uh-huh.
Like, you got a great quarterback, boot him out, let him throw it a couple times, or let, if you don't have your fullback, get your backup fullback and let your running back 260-pound bowling ball go north-south.
Yes.
But let's stop with the too cute by half play calling in critical junctures of football games.
So you're simpatico.
Like the Zay sweep,
simpatico hacks.
Simpatico hacks.
Number five.
This is now my five. It's really my six, but we'll say it's my five. Mark Andrews, come on down. It was good to see you. That was nice.
We are simpatico again.
Oh, wow.
Mark Andrews is not
washed.
We're
not really. We kind of rigged it, but still.
6 for 91 with two touchdowns.
We didn't compare notes, but I decided to make my six my five.
Did you do this when I was in the other room?
Yeah, we did it in the bathroom. We worked out our six-pack.
We did it in the bathroom.
Nice.
While
wearing sunglasses. Number four.
Shows the pee together, stay together.
What's happened to the Ravens' vaunted running game? Two straight games now, and it looked like it was back on track on that first drive. Derrick Henry has a touchdown, but they all of a sudden can't run the football. That's a problem.
Yeah, I'm
be simpatico.
I've got
again.
A sort of
see who Bone wrote for.
I've got
while
a corollary to that, but it's not exactly that because the primary ball carrier is going to be much higher on this list. My four is if you didn't think they missed Pat Ricard before, you do now. Watching them run in Cleveland and I mean what like just the cluster. Of Lamar looking at what are these guys doing here and those guys looking like they didn't know what the hell they were doing there. When they try to get jumbo with the extra offensive lineman, which is something that worked great for them back when McCary was here.
Go watch Ben Cleveland's block at the goal line. It's a thing of beauty.
Is it fair to call that a block? It's more of a whiff.
It's not a block. Attempt.
I don't know. I would not call that a block.
It was a diagonal dive.
It was something.
Diagonal dive.
Yeah.
It was something. They really, really miss him. And look, if you get Likely back, maybe you can reconfigure your tight ends to help. But I think the Ricard is a huge absence now. And I fear he's not going to be back anytime soon, and I fear that's bad news for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, it talked about that a lot during TMI, just their struggles in the red zone, especially in those goal-to-go situations, and I think that was very evident last night, them not having Pat Ricard.
Six-pack of offensive observations, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Lamar, you're going to have to help yourself a little bit more. We understand that you are a generational talent and you make things happen. But when they've got a muddle, huddle, must rush kind of thing going, and I told you their linebackers are pretty quick and pretty active. I thought you maybe hear Anzalone called more, but I mentioned Campbell. And they're hemming you in, and your right side of your offensive line, which I'll get to in a minute, is getting whipped. The ball's got to come out. His time to throw, 3.4 seconds. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Not all the sacks are on the offensive line. Did they have a great feel for moving upfield with him when he decided he had to take off and run? No, they did not, and they were out of sync. But like Lamar, this is the hand you've been dealt. You probably need Justice Hill on the field more on early downs. I get it. But like the ball's got to come out quicker. He's got to understand quick pass, high percentage pass game is what's in order until they get some of these guys back healthy or get better on the offensive line.
We're simpatico-ish here. Like Lamar Jackson, when you look at the numbers, 21 and 27, 288, three touchdowns, no picks, though. He threw one right to Brian Branch and didn't catch it early in the game. But this was the first time in a while that I thought Lamar looked confused maybe at times, like he didn't know he didn't know where to go with the ball. He was asked about it after the game. He said the Lions were stunting and they had a spy. He tried to poo-poo it, but I don't think he completely knew what he was seeing at times out there yesterday. And yes, he held on to the ball way too long, and he wasn't assertive with when to run with the ball, and that cost him. I haven't seen him like this since maybe a game in Pittsburgh a year ago. Like this was a weird. I'm not used to seeing Lamar like this.
Number two,
Derrick Henry. Do we have a problem? Three straight games with a fumble. It's not good. I appreciate him speaking afterwards, because some people that didn't play well last night did not face the media. But is this something that we need to keep an eye on?
My two is the right side of the offensive line. Color me officially concerned. They give up 6 sacks, 15 hurries, 14 pressures, a beat rate over 13%, which is gnarly. Rosengarten charged with 6 hurries and 5 pressures allowed by True Media. When it got to be 21-21 and they started not really moving Hutchinson around so much, but just putting him over the right tackle, boy, that didn't. He blew that series up. There was a punt, and the pendulum swung forevermore. I didn't like what I saw with the extra offensive lineman on the field, so I'm not sure that's the answer. I'm not sure there is an answer. We worried about, at least I did, my primary concerns with this team were at the point of attack on both sides of the ball. I think Rosengarten can play better than this. They have faced some elite pass rushers, but guess what? When you get to the playoffs, you're usually facing an elite pass rusher. And they better figure out a way to protect and run block better than they're doing right now.
Number one.
I've been asking you guys and taking your temperature every week on Derrick Henry and Father Time being undefeated, and I have been concerned, and color me now at a situation where if you get to 1-3, you're in trouble. And I think that their best way to beat teams is throwing the football, and I think Justice Hill gives them a better chance to win in those situations than Derrick Henry. There have only been 3 instances since the start of the 2019 season where Derrick Henry's been held to 50 yards or less in consecutive games. This is one of them. I don't like the early down looks. I don't like some of the outside tippy toe stuff. It looks like he doesn't trust the offensive line.
Definitely not.
And so I just think this is a really important game, and we can't be genuflecting to, you know, ego or what have you done in the past. I think Lamar needs another short outlet in the pass game to win this game in Kansas City. And I beg you, I dare you, I do whatever to tell you to do the right thing here. And don't try to make this the week that we give Derrick Henry 20 carries and see if that works. I think you need to be running more offensive plays, and your quarterback needs to be running more efficient pass plays. And I think Justice Hill's a guy who's going to help you win in this instance, maybe more than Derrick Henry.
Our one and two are reverse. I had Henry at two. I have the offensive line at one. You know, I watched them get worked by Cleveland the week before, and I said, well, you know, Myles Garrett is maybe the best defensive player on the planet. Maybe it was just a one-off, but then they were really bad again last night, and I'm really concerned about this line, and as Jason said, the right side. And now they got to face Karlaftis and Chris Jones next week. Another tall task for this O-line.
Chris Jones not looking good so far this season. I bet the Renaissance comes on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, great game against them last year. Yeah.
I bet the Renaissance happens in 5 days.
Yeah.
Way to take down the Ginger Gorilla.
Sweep!
Yeah, you guys had very similar six packs. With Henry, I'm still sticking with the fumbles or what concerns me the most through the first three games. He's not going to be the freak that he was last year, and I was saying that the entire offseason leading up to it. I still think that he's going to have a strong year, but the fumbles are in his head. He lost it on the sideline last night.
Hey, just some words for you before we step out. Don't masquerade with the guy in shades. Oh, no.
Don't switch the blade either. don't switch the blade on the guy in shades.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. No. Coming up next, though.
It's words to live by. I read that in the fortune cookie.
Yes, I did, too. Offensive line was bad, but guess what? This defense stunk. Time for some necessary roughness next here on The Fan. Ravens defense, to say bad, I don't think is doing it enough credit. They gave up 224 yards of rushing. And so you say, well, maybe they were able to stop the pass. Well, no, they didn't do that either, as Jared Goff basically had all day to throw. He was not sacked. Only 5 quarterback hits, 0 pass rush. This was a tour de force of trash performance by a defense last night.
I mean, we used to talk about the middle of the field being open for business before, primarily against the pass, short, intermediate, and deep. Boy, now it's open for business for the run as well. 61% of the Lions' rushes were to the middle of the field, which is, in this day and age, a preponderance. It's fairly overwhelming for a team to be running that many times and doing it that much right at your heart and soul and to have that much success. And what really caught my attention was when they kicked it old school, which is what Dan Campbell likes to do, and said, screw pistol runs, screw shotgun runs, let's get under center and get jiggy with that. 32 carries for 213 yards. 10 rushing first downs from under center. 6.7 yards per carry. So that's a problem. Then what happened when Jared Goff dropped back to throw? Well, wow. 65% of the time, he threw to the middle of the field, Bone. 13 for 17, 111 yards. A EPA of 0.4, which is astounding. What happened when he threw to the middle of the field on third down? Well, he did it on 6 of the 9 third downs they faced, and they all converted for 55 yards. Like, they gave up 2 drives over 95 yards at home that both ended in a touchdown. The group of edge rushers had 6 pressures on 60 combined pass rush snaps. They're 30th in the league in sack rate. They're 25th in the league in blitz rate. Going to have to risk it more to biscuit more. Kyle Hamilton was only deployed in the blitz 2 times all game, which blew my mind. And for the season, they are once again the worst fourth quarter defense in the NFL. They've allowed 471 yards in the fourth quarter. Next closest team has allowed Carolina 408. They're allowing 6.5 yards per play in the fourth quarter. That's 31st. Opposing teams are on the field for 8 minutes and 10 seconds on average of the fourth quarter. That's 30th in the NFL. And their pressure rate in the fourth quarter is 25th in the NFL. We've lived through this before. We're living through it again. You cannot overstate what Nnamdi Madubuike meant to this defense. And you're about to find out. This was just the start.
If the defense falls off a cliff like last night because of Nnamdi Madubuike's absence, then he should win Defensive Player of the Year. It's embarrassing. You gave up 224 rushing yards. That's the third most rushing yards allowed in franchise history. And you mentioned the middle. I saw Jameson Hensley covers the Ravens for ESPN. They give up 207 yards rushing between the tackles. Like that's just right at you, man.
Roquan Smith, where are you?
You couldn't get off the field.
He wasn't very good with Madubuike and Jones in front of him. He's going to be useless without Madubuike.
You include third and fourth down together. The Lions were 10 for 17. You couldn't
get off.
They blitzed two times, Bone, on those 17 plays. They blitzed twice. That's probably not going to get it done.
For all that has been invested in this defense, minus at edge, because they don't pay money for edge
Nobody
rushers.
Appreciates pass rush like the Baltimore Ravens. And nobody wears sunglasses at night like Eric DaCosta.
But in terms of premium picks, day one, day two picks, 8 of their last 12 have been on the defensive side of the football. And you bring in just this offseason with a Malachi Starks, a Jaire Alexander, who I know was inactive the last 2 weeks, a Woozy. You bring in all of these players, and that's the outcome?
Generational D-tackle draft. Everybody else loaded up on him. They took a squatty guy at the end of the draft.
And he has Peoples. He had a quarterback hit last night. One of their five. Big five. Ravens.
If Jackson Dart can't win a couple football games here, I think your guy...
Yeah,
your Oregon Duck.
Yeah, Kevon Thibodeau. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it could end up being Ngakoue 2.0.
Yeah, it could.
But they're probably going to have to try to find out.
You got
to
do something. Got to do something. Hey, coming up next, Ravens, they lose. Also, Orioles getting ready to play. Cordell Woodland was there for Tony Manzalino's pregame press conference. We'll talk Ravens and maybe get some O's in with Cordell next here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.